Christmas tradition continues. It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seelands Grove.
News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Gracie's Flowers, W&L Subaru, W&L Nissan, Foss Jewelers, Klein's Lawn Service, and Quinn's Toy Bin.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
When your daddy was small, for five generations, just about heard it all.
Right here at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Trucks. We want to provide you the best service possible every time you come to our family-owned dealership. You already know we have the best prices in the valley, and now we have free lifetime PSA inspections with every new car purchase as well. Not in the market for a new car? We have a great selection of certified vehicles with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, as well as various makes and models and vehicles for under $10,000 worth of warranty. Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury, your full-service dealership, open 6 days a week. Check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Foss Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Foss of Foss Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right,
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Seelands Grove and online at FossJewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome to Talk to Santa.
Ta-da! I got a new co-host, everyone. Welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm Ann Blue, just your host on the Magic Radio, and my first guest is Mr. Bennett Swaggart. He's got the swag going on. That was pretty good, because this is your first time on the Magic Radio, right? Yeah, are you feeling it?
Yes.
Yeah, you look pretty comfortable with the microphone now. You know what I think the key, the trick to your calmness was? What little exercise did we do before our listeners tune in?
Elf yoga.
Elf yoga works every time. Don't you feel pretty zen, pretty chill? You know what the elves usually have after they do elf yoga? Hot chocolate. They stir it with a candy cane. Yeah, get an elf. I was saying to the boys and girls last night, I think it would be my dream job to be an elf. What do you think? Would that not be fun?
Say yes.
Yes, you got it.
You can talk.
You've got to speak, young man.
Now, we talked about your brothers at home, so let's give our listeners a sample of how loud you can get, right? Mm-hmm. You got two other older brothers, right? So sometimes they get in your stuff, in your way, sort of in your face, and they bug you a little bit, right? Is that correct? Yes? Remember what I said, Santa won't hear you unless you answer. They get on your nerves a little bit. Yes? I need to hear the truth. You have to speak the truth.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Whew. Gosh, I feel like I just ran a mile. So, when they do get on your nerves, you turn up the volume. So that's what I need you to do right now, because remember, I just dubbed you my co-captain. I've talked to Santa tonight. We got to get this magic radio cranking so Santa and the elves hear us in the North Pole. So we're going to count to three, and we're going to do our little method of contacting Santa, okay? The big guy's busy counting down. Today is December 7th? Clock is ticking in the North Pole. So I know Santa Claus is super busy, so we've got to try and get his attention. On the count of three, here we go. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an N.
N.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me another A.
A.
What does it spell?
Santa.
What did you say, Emerson? What am I doing? I'm just kind of hanging out with you guys. It's been just one of those days, you know, where we've worked hard at the North Pole, and now it's time to just kind of kick back, relax, and do nothing for a while. Does that sound like a plan? Okay. We'll do nothing. Okay. Okay. What are we doing here? Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to find out. I know there's something I'm supposed to be doing today, but I can't remember what it is. Let me think about it for a little bit. Something to do with Santa. Give me a second. I think I can figure this out. I did that today. I did that today. How about this?
Edgar.
What?
Edgar.
What? Who's that voice? Who is that talking to me? Who's calling my name?
Edgar.
What?
Edgar.
Oh, you know what? I think I know what I'm supposed to do. I think my friend said we're supposed to go and talk to Santa Claus in the magic radio room. Let's see. Is he in there? Is he in the magic radio room? Okay, let's see. Santa!
Edgar.
Are you in there?
Edgar.
Oh, was that you, Santa Claus?
Edgar,
was
good
that
evening.
There you go, guys, Santa. It's good to see you, buddy.
Edgar, you did remember that you're going to talk to the little boys and girls with me tonight, don't you remember?
I think I forgot. Thank goodness there was that voice in the void said Edgar. That wasn't you, was it?
Oh, my goodness. I think that was your conscience, Edgar.
Oh, is that what my conscience sounds like? Interesting.
But I'm so happy to have you here with me this evening, because I know it's time to talk to the boys and girls in Central Pennsylvania. Is Miss Anne there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Hello,
Santa Claus.
Hello, Miss Anne.
Hi, Miss Anne.
Edgar, my little elfin friend. How have you been?
I think I've been okay. I've been busy. Yeah, they have me cooking the numbers up here.
Oh.
Which, you know, may not be the best idea, because I'm not good at math.
Do you have access to a calculator?
I have an adding machine.
Oh, adding machine.
Yeah,
oh.
It has paper that spits out with a receipt and everything. It's kind of old-fashioned, but it kind of works.
One of those elf adding machines. I gotcha.
I know, okay. They're real famous, aren't they?
Yeah, I've heard of them. I haven't talked to you since last year, so things are hectic in the North Pole? Busy, busy, busy?
Well, absolutely, if you think about it, it's 18 days until Christmas.
Your little head's going to explode, my friend.
Yeah, too many numbers.
Yeah. Well, Santa Claus, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Miss Anne. And you know, Santa's not very good with math, too, as we've already proven in talking to the little children. He gets so confused sometimes, you know?
Well, you try, Santa. You've done pretty well. You had a couple of A-pluses on some quizzes.
Well, but I hear that formula pi r squared, and it confuses me because every pie I've ever eaten is round.
He said pie. Santa Claus said pie.
I knew that was coming back to an actual pie, Santa Claus.
You know me too well, Miss Anne.
I do. Well, I'm so happy to hear both of your voices. You ready to have some fun tonight? Our first guest. Now, it's his first time on the Magic Radio, but do not be fooled by North Pole friends. This little dude's got it going on, right? He introduced the program tonight. You guys didn't get to hear that because you were busy yet. Didn't you, Bennett?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did he sound? Did he sound good?
Oh, he sounded great. Let Santa and Edgar hear. How did you do? Tell them.
Good.
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 And what did you say? You said, welcome.
Welcome.
To Talk to Santa.
To Talk to Santa.
Oh, my, Miss Anne, you might be looking for a job after Bennett's on the radio tonight.
I know, Santa, and I already gave him a little promotion. I called him my co-host, my co-captain. Maybe I made a little blunder there. Well, so, Mr. Bennett Swaggart, I've been nervous about getting your last name right. Is that correct? Yes. Did you doze off? Are you snoring over there? Santa and Edgar, we did some elf yoga before we tried to contact the North Pole.
Oh, that's very zen.
It is. And I think Bennett is extremely zen because of it. Yeah.
Nice and chill. Relaxed.
He's very chill. But okay, we're going to get his volume cranked up, and I know how to do it, Edgar. Who's listening to you from home tonight? Who's at your house? Those two older brothers.
Kyron is medium-sized. Connor is bigger than Kyron.
So I'm going to guess Connor is the older brother, the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyron is the medium, the middle brother. And you're the youngest brother. Okay, so you've got to have lots of stories about this. What's it like being the youngest brother? What's the big advantage to that?
Like, Matt, it's still hard for me.
Is it? I'm going to be your counselor. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it hard? Tell me what they do. Let's just be clear here. What do they do that bugs you?
They cross up the numbers on the top, and we have to put the numbers that are behind the other number that we cross off, and we have to put it on the top, and we have to add it to the bottom number and put the answer on the bottom.
You mean when you're doing your math homework, they bug
mm-hmm.
you? Oh, so they don't help you, they bug you. Do they know that Santa has that big book in the North Pole?
Did you turn French all of a sudden?
I did. Oui, oui.
It's the book.
Sacre bleu.
So, they're the big brothers. Well, okay, when all is well in Brotherland at your house, what do you guys do when you hang out together?
Me and Karen, we watch TV. We watch on YouTube. We watch the Among Us videos with Sunday. And we just have fun.
You have lots of fun. And what about your big brother?
My big brother, he does nothing with me. He just does stuff by himself. He eats everything.
A human
like,
vacuum?
Okay, so next day, I come to get some chips, and boom, all the chips are gone because Connor ate all of them.
So you
Connor's a big eater.
Is he? Apparently, now everyone knows Connor's a big
he's
eater.
He's like a snake because snakes eat a lot of food.
So he slithers in, grabs the chip bag, slithers out, poof, they're gone. Mm-hmm. What kind of chips do you love so much that he eats? I love barbecue chips or...
sour and onion.
Oh, sour cream and onion chips. Mom's just got to start buying boxes of them, it sounds like. That'll solve the problem. So, okay, he's got a big appetite. How old is he, by the way? Is he a teenager? Uh-oh, this ought to be good.
20.
He's
not 20, the other number that has one than the two.
12?
Your mom
13.
Says he's actually
127?
What?
That was a confusing math sort of conversation.
Yeah, I have so many numbers in my head, I don't know what to do.
No, it's okay. Take a deep breath, Edgar. He's actually only 13, but bingo, he is a teenager. So, hence the wanting to just be by himself and eat potato chips and do his own thing. That's probably what's going on there. Hey, do you have your own bedroom? Uh-oh.
Me and Kyron, we sleep on a bunk bed, but... The top bunk,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we have another bed on the bottom, but you can pull it out, and it's a trundle.
Oh, yeah.
But on the top, that's where I usually sleep, but on top of the roof,
uh-huh.
It's broken. And every time when I sleep up there,
uh-huh.
Guess what that is?
Oh, no.
Spiders.
Spiders coming
in. They hang down onto my body and bite me.
Oh, wait. Oh, I just maybe think, I'm just going to ask you this. Do you think maybe this is the work of Kyron doing something? I don't know. Sounds
one time
to me.
One time when it was a big rainstorm.
Uh-oh.
There was a big form of a bubble on top of my roof in my bedroom, and it was filled with water, and then it broke.
Oh, no.
But water didn't tumble down. I waited until 3 days, and it broke.
It just hung there for 3 days?
Yeah.
This bubble?
And then the water, like, dried out on the second day, and the next day, boom, it broke.
Wow.
And there's no water.
I
And now there's a hole in my roof.
My head is spinning. That's quite a story.
I know. But I admire your... You did not pop that bubble. See, I would have gone, boop. I would have done that. I'm sorry.
It wasn't like a weak bubble. It was a hard bubble because I had a hard...
Oh, I see. Okay. So, okay, you're back in the top bunk, and Kyron's somewhere in the room, too,
well,
right?
No. He's on the bottom bunk.
Oh, the bottom. Okay, gotcha.
So
okay.
I still have problems with spiders, so I'm now sleeping on the very bottom trundle.
So you've moved all the way down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're more comfortable, I'm sure. Yeah. Maybe Edgar could pack, like, a special spider trap or something.
No! Don't do that.
Okay, I was writing it down. I guess we won't do it.
Take that off the list, Edgar. Never mind.
Yes, let me give you a pencil again.
But I'm glad we know about it, Miss Anne, because Eloise always looks in the bedroom for the little children to make sure they're asleep. And you know what? She doesn't like big, mean dogs or spiders.
Oh.
It's an Elfie thing.
Leads us to another topic. Bennett, go right ahead. Santa said she doesn't like big, mean dogs. You got a story here.
Santa, something bad happened to my remote today.
Oh,
my
no.
dog chewed it all up. He made the two-in battery explode, and he made the cords rip inside the remote.
Oh, no, Bennett. That's horrible news.
And it was right when we got our new TV.
Oh, my.
Maybe we should put a universal remote on his list.
Yeah.
What?
A universal. You need another remote, it sounds like. Okay, what kind of dog is it? What's your dog's name? And tell me, how big is this dog?
Bandit?
Sounds like a bandit.
How many years old is he?
Wait, we're getting his age. Mom said he's three.
Three.
Three. Well, how big is he? Like, show me. Elf size?
He's half big than Santa.
What?
He's like, the top of his head, like, reaches up to my chest.
Oh, so, like, Santa's height. Okay, I thought you were talking... No offense there, Santa Claus. You know, just Santa's round belly.
We'll just warn Eloise, because we don't want Bandit to steal her away on Christmas Eve.
I have a feeling Eloise might be trying to ride Bandit's back and hopping around the house with him. I don't know, Santa.
Now, my cat... My cat, she loves to crawl around my tree and knock the ornaments off.
She does? Does she So your tree's all decorated?
Yeah,
or
but she...
was decorated?
So she walks around inside, but she hasn't went in the tree and knocked any ornaments down, but she had knocked the bottom ornaments down.
I love that we have YouTube now, because Santa and I wish you guys could see him imitating the cat walking around. Do it again. We're on YouTube. Do it again. Show me what the cat does.
The cat...
How does the cat walk around?
So she walks around and knocks the bottom ornaments down on the ground.
You know what we need to do, Santa? We need to go back and watch the videotape from the Santa cams we have there.
If you know how to run it, I'll watch it.
Okay, so, that may be a problem.
So is this going on every day? I mean, are you constantly picking up the Christmas tree ornaments off the ground and putting them back up, or...
No, I don't usually do that, but I did it, like, I think three times.
Three times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's enough. Well, hopefully the cat's used to, like, the fun is wearing off about, like, knocking the ornaments off the tree. Maybe she'll get bored. What's the cat's name?
Willow.
Willow. Well, that's a pretty calm, demure name.
She's not bad at all.
She sounds like...
She does her own stuff. She runs around everywhere. And when it's Thanksgiving... Boom, she hides upstairs because there's so much people.
So that's probably where she'll be on Christmas Eve, right?
Okay, so there's something weird about this. Okay, Willow's scared of a bunch of people. Bandit's really happy about a bunch of people because Bandit's big, so he's happy, basically, because he can't get squished on. And Willow is not
happy. Make me happy.
She runs away because she maybe gets stepped on and die.
Well,
she's not as small as
What color is her fur? Is she pretty bright? Is she like a black cat or what?
Calico.
Oh, she's a calico. Oh, she she just likes to chill and be by herself, maybe. Yeah, I'm sure everybody sees her. But, yeah, so just be mindful of that, Edgar. Put the message out, like, through Elf
Elf Radio
in the North Pole.
Okay.
Yeah, just to keep an eye out for Willow, okay? So no one steps on her. Although, sounds like she's going to be upstairs anyway.
But we got to be careful anyway.
Yeah. So, Bennett, one quick question, reversing our conversation back to the bedroom. Are you keeping your bedroom clean?
No.
Dad's ready to start slapping his knee and doubling over in laughter. Okay, so a big N-O to cleaning
sometimes
your room.
Sometimes Mommy makes me and Kyron clean our room. She cleans a little bit of it, but she makes us clean all the rest of it.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm still 7.
You're still 7, okay. But
until your next birthday.
But 7 years old, you can be picking up your things and making your bedroom look a little nicer. Okay. Mom just comes in and probably gets the dangerous stuff out of there, like the bowls of old ice cream that you ate, you know, a month ago, that kind of thing. Right, Mom?
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame her there. So you're you have plenty of time till Christmas to work on that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You got to work on that all year round, though, too, right? Okay. So the way you've been bopping around over there in front of the microphone, try to guess what sport he's in, Edgar.
Okay, let me think. Let's say soccer.
Nope.
Okay.
Flipping around.
Well, those flipping around. Cheerleading.
No.
Okay.
No.
Bowling.
Gymnastics.
Okay, let me think of one more. Gymnastics.
He got it on his own without any coaching from me.
Correct.
That's what we're going to tell people.
Do you love gymnastics? Yeah, I bet. I could tell. How do you have to go a couple days a week? Do you practice a lot?
I only go on every single Friday, but on Friday, I do go, but on one Friday when we had something. But guess what? Good thing. So I'm in music class.
Okay.
And one awesome thing. On Saturday, I'm going to my music concert.
A music concert.
Uh-huh. And at the end, okay, we have a song about hot chocolate. And at the end of the show, we walk out and get some warm hot chocolate.
That is, if I didn't have plans, I'd ask you if I could come and watch your concert. That sounds so, you're going to be great.
It's at the high school.
Is it? Okay. So you've been practicing a lot, right? Okay, this leads me to my next question. Will you sing a song for Santa and Edgar? How about the hot chocolate song? Because you have to keep practicing till your big performance. So how about a little... We could ask Edgar for a special drum roll. And you could sing a song. Whatever song you want. What do you think? Well, let's get started. Edgar, may
yes.
we have a drum roll, please?
Oh, you did French again. You went, may we.
Okay. Did.
Okay, here we go. Okay, are we ready? Drum roll, please. Okay, go.
Hot chocolate, nice and steamy. Hot chocolate, nice and creamy. Hot chocolate, make it steamy. Hot, it's always nice and creamy. Put it on the oven and turn up the heat. Make it steamy and sweet.
That was wonderful, Bennett. That was wonderful.
There were some parts missing. I still have to learn the song like 2 more days to get it all right.
Oh, well, okay. You have time to practice. But that was pretty cool. How about it, Edgar?
I'm on the mood. I'm like really craving hot chocolate right now.
I know. If I had marshmallows, I'd be throwing them up in the air.
Oh, marshmallows.
Are you saving your voice for Saturday? Is that why you were singing so? Okay, gotcha.
I thought you were going to save
your voice when you tell Santa what you want for Christmas. Are you ready to give him your list? Now, you got a long list, so let's just give him the top 3 things on your list. What are you hoping for?
American battleship.
Okay.
A Japanese Yamato, and my own Echo.
His own Echo. Did you get that, Edgar?
My Echo show.
Echo. Echo.
In other words, echo, not echo. Connor's and not Kyron's echo.
Echo, echo.
If Santa brings you one, right? Okay.
Why, what's the Echo actually for its first name? The Alexa that has the screen. You know, you tell her what you want.
Sure, Alexa. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yeah. Should we add some surprises? And that'll kind of cover that long list you have. What do you say? Deal. Okay, Mr. Bennett, big moment.
Okay, Edgar.
Okay.
I do believe it's time to get out the big book for the first time this evening, and we'll see how Bennett swaggered has been this year.
I'm kind of excited, Sam. It's my first time this year. Okay, here we go. Are you ready, Bennett? You ready? Do you think there's good stuff in here? Okay. Oh, paper cut. Ow. Okay, hang it. Oh, gonna have to band-aid that. Okay. Okay, Santa, here he is. Bennett swaggered. Okay, let's see, what does it say here? Oh, hey, you know what? On the left side here, that's the good side, it says, he's doing great in gymnastics. You know, I heard he was in gymnastics.
Hmm. I think he flips over gymnastics.
It says, too, he's working on learning casting into a back hip circle.
Very good.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't either.
But he's good at it. That's the important thing. On the other side, though, Santa, it says he could get better on catching up with his schoolwork.
Oh, Bennett, well, school is very important, and we want to keep up with our work, so I know you can do better with that as you try a little harder, can't you, buddy?
Yes.
Good job.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, then, I do believe we should look over on the workbench and see what we might have for Bennett this year. And, oh, the workbench is so crowded, Edgar, but look, it's an American battleship.
Yay!
And, of course, lots and lots of surprises.
Of course.
Well, Edgar.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I do believe it is time to give Bennett Swaggart a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Bennett. Merry Christmas.
Tell them Merry Christmas.
Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Bennett, your brothers, your entire family, and lots of luck on your concert on Saturday. I'm sure.
By the way, Santa, let me tell you something.
Sure.
Last year I had an elf. I want it again. But I promise I won't touch it.
Okay, I will tell Eloise as soon as she gets back, okay, buddy?
All right, Santa's on it. He forgets nothing, trust me. All right, Bennett, we hope we see you back here next year. Have a fantastic Christmas. Christmas, my friend. Well, Bennett, we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, Santa and Edgar will be talking with Miss Alyssa Bukowski. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Hey, Bob.
What? A talking squirrel.
Bob, we got to talk.
Okay.
This oak tree is a mess. I can't store my nuts here. I have standards. Trees don't take care of themselves, Bob. They need maintenance. They need dead branches removed and pruning to manage growth and overall health. And that maple tree is so bad it needs to be removed before it falls down and crushes your house.
Crushes my house?
You need to call Klein's Lawn Service and Professional Tree Care.
I can just get my ladder and trim the oak and take down the maple.
Like when you fixed the garage, Bob?
That was a lot of stitches.
Look, Bob, Klein's Lawn Service and Professional Tree Care is a one-stop shop for property maintenance. They handle lawn care, tree care, landscaping, and even snow removal.
Wow.
Their friendly staff will always explain what work they're doing and why, and your bill will never be more than what you were quoted.
Honey, who are you talking to?
Don't be like Bob. Choose Klein's Lawn Service and Professional Tree Care for your property maintenance. Follow Klein's on Facebook to set up your free evaluation today.
Guess what Mrs. Claus has at the top of her list this year? A Mazda from W&L Mazda in Northumberland. She knows Santa fills lots of wishes from W&L Mazda. They're on his list every year. W&L Mazda has a strong and committed sales staff with many years of experience satisfying customers' needs. Browse their inventory online and request more information about any vehicle you wish. Set up a test drive or inquire about financing. They have a pressure-free and family-owned buying atmosphere, plus lifetime inspections and and complimentary loaner with every service. There's also free pickup and delivery for their service visits. At WNL Mazda, it's their mission to be the automotive home of drivers in Central PA. They provide a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional car care, and customer service with a smile. And you might even see Mrs. Claus on Facebook with her new Mazda from WNL. They like to show how much everyone loves their new vehicle. And here's a wish from all of Santa's helpers at WNL Mazda for a very Merry Christmas. So maybe you can't drive a sleigh every day here in Central PA or have your own fleet of reindeer on hand, but you can have a great vehicle from people who treat you like family. At WNL Nissan, they value their customers above all else, and they take pride in everything they do. Stop in and take a look at their inventory. You will be amazed. From the Nissan Altima to the Nissan Titan to the Nissan Rogue, they have all the popular models. Their pre-owned vehicles are also second to none. They stock only high-quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and each one is taken through a diligent inspection to ensure you're getting the high-quality vehicle you deserve. Once you've found that great new Nissan vehicle or used car you're ready to take home, they'll do everything they can to make sure you'll be enjoying your new ride. Your relationship will always be strong, even after you've left the lot, with the support of their service and parts centers, making sure you're well taken care of for as long as you own your vehicle. And here's a wish for a very happy holiday season from everyone at WNL Nissan on the Susquehanna Trail in Shamokin Dam.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Ta-da!
And your voice sounded different.
It did, and I lost two front teeth. Oh, wait, no, not me. Our next guest did. Alyssa, welcome, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
Say hello, Edgar, and hello to Santa.
Hi, Edgar. Hi, Santa.
Hello, Alyssa. How are you tonight, sweetheart?
Good.
Good.
What did you think of her co-hosting abilities there, Santa Claus?
Once again, Miss Anne, I think you better watch your back. You've got people after your job.
I'm in the hot seat. You did a great job. So, okay, we were talking about you have a gorgeous smile, and when you smile before I notice you lost your two front teeth. When did that happen? Is that a while ago?
All my teeth were lost to really close together.
Oh, okay. Oh, so the tooth fairy's been back at your house quite a bit, huh? What does she usually leave for you?
Money, and once she gave me a mini brand.
A mini brand?
Uh-huh.
What is a mini brand?
It's these mini foods, but they aren't real.
Oh, okay. Well, that was nice of her. Boy, things sure have changed with the tooth fairy. So what's the typical amount that, if I may ask, that the tooth fairy leaves for you under your pillow?
One time she left me a $1 bill.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Things are pretty much the same with the tooth fairy then, it sounds like, Edgar. The tooth fairy has to visit the North Pole, like, constantly, because there's thousands of elves, right?
We don't exactly practice good dental hygiene.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's why we need a dentist.
Time, right?
Uh-huh. Morning and night.
Alyssa, you should talk to Edgar because, you know, he's a sugar monster. Ask him what his favorite cookie is.
What's your favorite cookie?
I think Miss Anne knows. I'm afraid to say it.
God, you could say it. This is why he should brush his teeth all the time, because he has a lot of sugar. So,
from chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies! She said it, Miss Anne.
Edgar gets so excited, Miss Anne.
Chocolate chip cookies!
I think he loves chocolate chip cookies more than I do.
Every time, Alyssa, we say chocolate chip cookies, he does elf gymnastics.
What happened? Are we okay?
Yes. Ooh. Take a deep breath, my friend.
I'm a little sweaty.
Yeah, tell him, Alyssa, maybe a little elf yoga. We did that earlier.
Maybe a little elf yoga.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. He needs to be elfa stay, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
So, okay, Edgar, we're going to count on you to listen up to this next report because Eloise will be asking you later on this evening. Alyssa, you look absolutely gorgeous. You could be on a Christmas card. could you describe the beautiful dress you're wearing, your jewelry? Tell Santa Claus. You look beautiful.
I have some gems on the top, and it has some snowflakes on the bottom, and it's red, white, and green.
And do you sparkle?
Looks like the gems sparkle, and my necklace and a little bit of my bracelet.
Well, we'll report to Eloise. She loves the sparkle. She's the glitter queen of the North Pole.
Her accessories certainly sparkle. You know what, Alyssa? So Eloise is, now she's always very calm. You won't even hear her. You'll be fast asleep on Christmas Eve. But she's known to go in and peek inside, especially when she knows little girls have beautiful dresses on. She may take a peek in your closet. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't even hear. Trust me. You won't even know she's there. So, okay, tell me a little bit about you. You're how old? What grade are you in? I want to hear about school.
So I'm six.
Okay.
And I'm in first grade. And I have a teacher named Mrs. Neidig.
Well, Merry Christmas and hello to Mrs. Neidig. Are you having a really good school year?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite subject? I could just tell you probably get your homework done. Mom and Dad don't have to keep reminding you.
Reading.
Reading. Are you reading any good Christmas books right now? Any Christmas stories?
No.
No? Do you have a favorite?
I do have a favorite Christmas story.
I love 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Have you ever read that one?
Well, we had the movie, but Mommy says it might be a little bit
Oh no.
Scary.
Oh, okay. So we'll wait on that then. We'll wait on that. Well, what books are you reading in class at school? That's hard to remember, huh? How was your day today, by the way?
Good.
Did you tell your teacher you'd be here? I know you've got a fan club listening. You have some family members. So let's roll out the list of names. Who should Santa say Merry Christmas to?
My sister, my grandpa and grandma, and my teacher.
Santa Claus, can you wish a Merry Christmas to everyone?
Merry Christmas to all of Alyssa's family and teacher and friends. Merry Christmas.
That's so nice. I bet everyone's been good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially your teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's one kid who's kind of a little bit crazy, but I think he just needs a little bit of...
Is he in your class? In your class at school, Alyssa?
Uh-huh.
Is he? Okay. So, does he get a little silly? Little. Well, he's 7 years old, or 6 years old, probably, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're elves. You should see some of these crazy elves up here, Miss Anne.
Well, Santa, based on the stories I've heard from the boys and girls, and I'm hoping Alyssa has one for me, do tell me, do you have any elves at your house?
Molly Pop?
I was asking Eloise who has Molly Pop. Wow, how has she been? What is she doing? Tell me some good stuff.
One time she was
This ought to be good, Santa. I feel like I need a drum roll. Or we need dramatic music.
She was on top of our fridge.
Just sitting on top of the fridge?
Yeah.
You know what probably her next move was?
What?
Once you all left the kitchen? Opening the fridge, don't you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe she was looking for a snack or some ice cream in the freezer.
Yeah.
Have you found her? Do you have, like, candy out in a dish anywhere? Or?
One time, we gave, me and my sister each gave her a taffy, and she ate them. The next day, she was holding the wrappers.
Well, she probably has a little hint. She'd like some more, probably.
Yeah.
Now, have you spotted her, in your bedroom? Has she come in to check out the condition of your bedroom?
I don't really remember.
Oh, you never
know. One time. I don't remember any time she was in my bedroom.
Now, you said you have a sister. How old is your sister? What's her name?
Her name's Elise, and she's 10.
Oh, your older sister. Okay. So, do you have to share a room with Elise?
No.
We each have
our own room.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, but when you have your own room, that means you have to take care of your room.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you keeping your room nice and clean? Is that where all your stuff is, all your toys?
My toys are in the living room, and my room is a so-so.
So maybe like 1 to 10, it's maybe about a 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds about so-so-ish, a 5.
Yeah, that's not bad, right, Edgar?
I think so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as long as you always pick up your things, especially keep the floor nice and neat on Christmas Eve in case Eloise does decide to tiptoe in there, okay?
Okay.
So, now tell me a little bit more about you. Are you in any activities or sports?
Well, I am in T-ball.
T-ball, okay. I know there's a T-ball league in the North Pole. Is there not, Edgar?
Yes, but the T is very short.
It's a tiny T.
Because if it was a regular size one, we'd have to jump up to get to it.
Because you know the size of it. Like, look up here, Alyssa. That's like, those are elf, pieces of elf clothing. So that's how small they are.
Itty bitty.
Itty bitty. So, do you like T-ball?
Uh-huh.
You look like you'd be in dance, too.
I used to be in dance, but I'm not anymore.
So, do you like to sing?
Yes.
I'm hoping. Do you have a special song for Santa and Edgar tonight?
Yes.
Would you like a special drum roll from the North Pole and Edgar?
Yes.
Ask him. Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, here we go.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. My two front teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
And I could wish a Merry Christmas. That's all I remember.
Oh, for goodness sake. Happy New Year. Nice job.
Well, that was short and sweet.
And wonderful. That's so wonderful. And we will talk to the Tooth Fairy about your two front teeth.
Wouldn't that be funny? In your stocking Christmas morning, you find two front teeth? I'm kidding. I don't think
it works that way.
Are you going to be the first one up Christmas morning? You wake your sister and your parents up?
Probably me and my sister are the first ones up.
Oh, I bet. Are you so excited?
Yeah.
Hoping for snow on Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, before we go to your list, what are you going to leave for Santa and all the elves?
Chocolate chips and milk.
Oh, Santa loves... I don't know if I should say it with Edgar here.
I'm getting excited.
Santa loves chocolate chip cookies.
Yay, chocolate chip cookies. Oh, I'm dead too. I'm yoga. Mm, okay. Oh, we held that off, didn't we?
Alpha stay. Alyssa, just leave like a separate pile for him, okay?
Okay.
Sounds like it.
Thank you.
All right, Alyssa. So when you do wake up Christmas morning and you run down to the tree, what do you hope to see from Santa Claus?
Well, I want a... Our Generation cabin and a Barbie airplane.
Oh, okay. Be careful packing that if you give her one at Santa and Edgar airplane. Do you have lots of Barbies already? Okay. Well, do you like surprises? Should we add some surprises?
Yes.
Well, there you go, Santa and Edgar.
Okay, Edgar, I do believe it's time to pull out the big book and see how Alyssa has been this year.
Okay, there's the book. Here are the pages. Okay, going back here. So the N's, the M, okay, P, and Pekoski. Alyssa Pekoski. All right, here we go, Santa Claus. Okay, what does it say about you, Alyssa? It says, you're doing really well in school. Nice job. It says here you're very kind, and you make friends really easy.
Oh, that makes Santa so happy, Alyssa.
Wonderful. Oh, but Santa, on the other side here, it says she could improve on whining a little less around the house. No whining.
No whining, Alyssa. I know you can do better with that, can't you, dear?
Yeah.
Okay, then. I do believe, Edgar, we should look over on the workbench and see what we might have for Alyssa. Oh, decorate your own Bluey crafts for Alyssa this year. And, of course, lots and lots of surprises. Well, Edgar.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I do believe it's time to give Alyssa Pekoski a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Alyssa. Merry Christmas.
Tell Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. You did an excellent job. Sounds like you're going to have an amazing Christmas morning. Santa, I wish you could have seen that face. That was a happy, happy smile. Well, Santa and Edgar, last but not least, when we come back, we'll be talking with Alyssa's very good friend, Kendall Stark. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Tis the season for fun, so let the fun begin with Quinn. That's Quinn's Toy Bin and Poly Furniture at 129 Schoolhouse Road in Sunbury. Quinn's is one of Santa's favorite stops because they have the toys that nobody else does, so he can stock up before his ride round the world. When you visit, you'll see a great selection of farm toys and HAPE educational toys. In fact, their toy barn is restocked and ready for your holiday gift finds with great names like Ertl, Brooder, Tomy, Greenlight, M2, Speccast, and that's just scratching the surface. In addition to their great prices you find at Quinn's Toy Bin and Poly Furniture every day, right now they're running a sale where you get 20 to 50% off the entire store, and that's from now till Christmas. Plus, they have some remaining Poly Furniture in stock, and you can save big on that too with 20% off. They're open from 9 till 5 Monday through Friday and 8 till noon on Saturday. Quinn's Toy Bin and Poly Furniture is easy to find too. They're just 7 miles south of Sunbury on Schoolhouse Road, down from Penn's Tavern. This holiday season, let the fun begin with Quinn.
What do you think Santa would be driving on Christmas Eve if he didn't have that sleigh? Why, a vehicle from W&L Subaru in Northumberland. They've been providing a friendly, no-hassle buying experience for more than 40 years, and Santa has had them on his nice list all that time. Yep, since 1965, the managers, financial advisors, sales associates, and certified technicians at W&L Subaru have been dedicated to all their customers here in the Valley and beyond. Their great selection of quality vehicles offers all of the performance capabilities, cabin comforts, and safety systems you want in a vehicle. They really take pride in their no-pressure sales environment, and it shows. Everyone at W&L Subaru wants to take this opportunity to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy, healthy New Year. At W&L Subaru in Northumberland, they treat you like family. W&L Subaru, it's the right car to do.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the very lovely Kendall Stark, and it's her first time in front of the microphone on the Magic Radio. Hi, Kendall.
Hi.
How welcome are you today?
Welcome to Talk to Santa, Kendall.
Oh, you got a special welcome from Edgar.
Glad to have you here.
Yes. You want to say, how are you doing, Edgar?
How you doing, Edgar?
I'm doing really good. A little tired, but it's the busy time of year up here.
Oh, they're so... Can you imagine how busy they are?
Yeah.
Check on Santa. Say, how are you doing?
How you doing, Santa?
I'm doing very well, Kendall. How are you?
Good.
Good, sweetheart. Good.
Oh. You want to check on the reindeer, too? We haven't asked about Rudolph and the reindeer. Oh, there's a surprise look. Ask Edgar. Say, how's Rudolph doing?
How's Rudolph doing?
He's doing really well. Now, he's listening to you right now, and when you said his name, his nose lit up even brighter.
Kendall, I have a great idea. He's right by. Are we going to hear those bells jingle, Edgar, if we sing him a song?
Could be.
Could be. Oh, what do you think? Should we have Alyssa join you at the microphone? I think we're going to have a little girls' choir. Come on up, Alyssa. We're going to count to three. Or, oh, better yet, Edgar, may we have a drum roll, please?
Okay.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very tiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never
let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Hear the bells?
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
come on, Santa!
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, yippee! Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful, wonderful job.
Listen to Rudolph, he's so happy.
Oh, Rudolph's nose is as red as I've ever seen it. He loved it so much.
Oh, that was fantastic. See, you did it. You sang on the magic radio, and you have Rudolph's nose blinking all the way in the North Pole. And thank you, Alyssa, for joining in. That was awesome, sweetheart. Okay, now, how old are you, and what grade are you in?
Kindergarten, and I'm six.
Oh, 6 years old. Are you loving kindergarten? You having so much fun?
Yeah.
What was the best part of your day at kindergarten today?
We earned 2 large seal sets.
Really? Wow. And okay, how do you top that? What else? Do you get to take a little nap and rest time in kindergarten?
No.
Oh, you don't? You don't have some quiet time? No. You get a lunch break and some recess?
Yeah.
I don't think the elves are getting breaks anymore right now, are you, Edgar?
Not at all. Well, this is a break. It's nice to be able to talk to you people.
Yeah. Speaking of elves, is there any special elf keeping a watch over you at your house?
Candy Cane. He was in the fridge eating my cheese, and he had a note saying, with my Barbie inside the fridge, the note said, and I love pizza cheese. And he had a little piece on its mouth.
Oh,
that's why he sounded like he was shivering on the last report.
Yeah. Candy loves cheese. Hey, you can't blame him. Do you
Candy
like cheese?
Cane.
Candy Cane. So Candy Cane likes pizza then too, huh?
Yeah.
And I bet Candy Cane also likes candy cane and other sugar and cookies. What do you think? Yeah.
And it's part of the basic food group.
So now you have a big dog at your house, you said? What's your dog's name? And is the dog going to be elf friendly?
It's going to be friendly.
Good. And what's your dog's name?
Bed.
Aw.
We call him Benjamin.
Benjamin. How's Benjamin around your Christmas tree? Does Benjamin knock any or the ornaments off the tree?
No.
No? He's very good, he sounds. Now, are you doing a good job helping around the house? Keeping your room clean?
Yes. Last time I helped my mommy dust around the house.
What a good girl. Santa's going to see all that in the big book in just a minute. But before he goes to the big book, can we give Santa Claus my list for Christmas? You are too sweet. No, no, no. The reason we're here is to hear your list. What are you hoping for Christmas this year?
I really, 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 really want a Lovabella doll.
Did you count the reallys, Edgar? Please really tell us that you did.
It sounded like about 12 of them.
I think so. So she really, really wants that doll.
Really, really, really.
Oh, that's a girl. Well, what else? Is there anything else really special that you're hoping for?
A big bucket of 3 slimes.
Is that for when you and Alyssa get together and play? Slime party? Okay, so you got that, Edgar?
I do. I've already sent a message to the slime department. It's really sticky in there.
And Santa can surprise me with other toys, too.
Oh, and I bet he will. And before Santa looks in the big book, may I just say, you look absolutely beautiful tonight as well. Love the dress. And I'm sure Eloise will be peeping in your closet, too. Well, Edgar and Santa, there's the list.
Okay, Edgar, let's pull out the big book one more time tonight, and we'll see how Kendall Stark has been doing this year.
All right, Santa Claus, here we go. Okay, we're going to fast Alyssa. Kendall Stark. Okay, I think I found her. Okay, here she is, Santa Claus. She's doing really well in gymnastics, but not just that. Also in reading and writing, and the thing I'm not good in, math.
Oh, that makes Santa so happy, Kendall.
But on the other hand, Santa, we should do this. She needs to improve on cleaning up after herself and listening.
Well, Kendall, you sound a little bit like an elf, but I know that you can work on that and do a little bit better job, can't you, sweetheart?
Yes, Santa.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, Edgar, let's look over on the workbench and see what we might have for Kendall. Oh, my goodness. An LOL Camper Glamper for Kendall. And, of course, lots and lots of surprises.
Our specialty.
Well, Edgar.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I do believe it is time to give Kendall Stark a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Kendall. Merry Christmas.
Tell them Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
How about Edgar?
Merry Christmas, Santa and Edgar.
Thank you, honey.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was so nice to have you here on the Magic Radio. I hope you have a very magical Christmas. Well, there you have it, Santa and Edgar. I guess break time's over for you two.
Miss Anne, can we do it again tomorrow night?
Absolutely, Santa Claus.
Well, we'll talk to you then.
All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, boys and girls. Bye.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Gracie's Flowers, W&L Subaru, W&L Nissan, Foss Jewelers, Klein's Lawn Service, and Quinn's Toy Bin.
Tune in every weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.